Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Baba Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'sachet Efrayim Ruziva Kohagon Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing what is or is not included in a sale. And this is really a hemshech of the previous Mishnah that had discussed selling a field or a vineyard, and we had learned then what is included in the sale. Now we're going to be discussing what is not included in that sale. Avoloi Machar. What is not included is Loyas Avanim She'en Letzarcha, stones that are not necessary for the field, meaning they're not arranged on top of each other, so they're not meant for building a fence around it. Not reeds in a vineyard that are not necessary to hold up the vines. And not grain, which has already been detached from the ground. That's not considered part of the field. Now, if he had told him it and everything inside it, so all these things are included in the sale. And whether this way or that way, meaning even if he said, the following things are still not included. Not a whole bunch of reeds that are growing together, and they're more than a quarter of a kav, and that's because they're considered like their own field within this field. And not a watchman's hut, which is cemented because it's considered something chashuv by itself and it's not officially part of the field. And not this carob tree, which is mature, and not a sycamore tree that already had branches cut off for beams because they're so chashuv by themselves, they're not considered part of the field. Not a water cistern. Not a wine press. Not a dovecot. Whether they're completely out of use or they are in use, meaning even if there's no water in the bar or the wine press hasn't been used in who knows how long or there's no doves or pigeons in this bird coop, it doesn't make a difference. They're still considered something unique by themselves and they're not included in the sale. Furthermore, and it's going back to machlokes that we had before, in regards to all these things that are not included in the sale, for example, the bar, Rabbi Kiva holds the seller now has to buy a path back for himself because according to Rabbi Kiva, when he sells his field, he sells it with a good eye. He's very generous and therefore he sells everything besides for the bar itself. So if this guy now wants to get to his bar, which he retained for himself, he has to buy a path back from the guy who just bought the field from him. Whereas the Chum and the Chum argue and say, he doesn't have to buy the path for himself, and that's because Meicher by and Ram Meicher, and not only did he not sell the bar or these other things, he also retained the path for himself. Now, Rabbi Kiva does agree, that if when he was selling his field, he stipulated, I'm selling you my field except for these things, that he doesn't have to buy a path for himself, and that's because, as we explained previously, since he used an extra lashon, he said chutz me'elu, and he didn't have to say that. Anyway, they're not included in the sale. It must be that he's also excluding a path, and that he's retaining that path for himself, and therefore he does not have to buy a path back for himself. And continuing the flip side of this case, mechar la'acher, let's say he just sold these things to somebody else. He's not selling his field. He's just selling the bar in his field, for example. Rabbi Kiva says, Eino tzarich likach le'derech, the buyer of this bar doesn't have to buy a path for himself, because, as we said, mechar b'ayin yafa mechar, and therefore when the guy was selling the bar, included in the bar automatically is a path to it. Whereas the Chum say, tzarich likach le'derech, not only did he buy the bar, he also has to add on more money to buy a path, because mechar b'ayin ra mechar, and therefore he only bought the bar and not the path. Now for the clarification of this, when is it said b'mechar? Only when he's selling these things. So then we have a discussion of whether or not these things are included. Avol b'noisen matana, if he's giving it as a gift, noisen is kulam, then everything is included, because the very core idea of a gift is that you're trying to be generous. So of course, everything is included. Furthermore, ha'achat shechalku, brothers that are dividing their father's Yerusha, zachu b'sada, zachu b'kulam. Maybe one brother got a house and the other brother got the field, so he's zoiche in everything that comes with the field, and that's because since they're trying to make a chalukah, they're trying to divide everything, and they don't want to have this connection to each other anymore. They're not interested in one guy having the bar and the other guy having the field, so everything's included in the field. Furthermore, hamachzik b'nechzei ager, someone who's making a chazaka and a chasim of a ger. We know that when a ger, a convert, if he dies and he doesn't leave over any yarshim, so his properties are hefker, and the first guy that comes along to make a chazaka is zoiche in these properties. So when a guy makes a chazaka in the properties of a ger, hechzik b'sada, hechzik b'kulam, when he makes a chazaka in the field, that's automatically chazaka in everything in the field, and we don't say that a bar, for example, is not included in that. Another example, hamakdish is sada, if a person is makdish his field to the Beis HaMikdash, hikdish is kulam, he's makdish everything because he's makdish ba'ayin yafa, he's trying to be generous. Whereas Rav Shimon says that no, hamakdish hasada, if a person is makdish his field, he's actually not makdish all these things in it, except for the following, loy hikdish el es acharv hamurkav esad hashikma, these two types of trees are included in that hekdish, even though other things are not included, the trees are, and that's because the trees are getting their nourishment from the ground, and the ground is hekdish, so that means that the trees are hekdish as well. But the other things, for example, a bar, are not included in his hekdish. And moving on to Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, continuing to discuss this. Hamachar sasfina, if a guy sells a ship, machar satoyren, included in that sale is the mast, vas hanes, and the sails, vas haoygin, and the anchor, vas kol manhigin oisa, and all the other things that cause the ship to go, like the oars, for example. All these things are absolutely necessary necessary to enable the ship to go, and therefore they're automatically included in the sale. But not included in the sale is the sailors, and not the large sacks that are used for covering and holding all the goods and wares that are on the ship, and not the goods or wares themselves, because they're not part and parcel of the ship. However, it was much amrulai. If he had told him, it and everything inside it, everything is included. On to something else, machar zakarin. If a guy sells a wagon, loy machar sapradais, the mules that are usually attached to the wagon are not included, because sometimes the mules are used by themselves. And also, machar sapradais, if he sells mules, loy machar zakarin, the wagon's not included in that, because as we just said, sometimes mules are used by themselves, and therefore mules don't necessarily go with the wagon. Another example, machar satsemed. If a person sells the yoke of oxen, he puts up an ad in the paper, I'm selling my yoke that could be used for two oxen, loy machar zabakar, the cattle that are usually hitched to the yoke are not included. Furthermore, machzor bakar, if he sells cattle, loy machzor tzemed, the yoke is not included in that sale. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, hadam maydin, it really depends on how much money is spent on this, and that's going to tell us what the guy's buying. Ketzad, what does this mean? Amar loy, let's say the buyer tells the seller, machar li tzimdecha b'masayim zoz, sell me your yoke for 200 zoz. Hadavar yadua she'ein atzemed b'masayim zoz. Everyone knows that you don't buy a tzemed bakar, a yoke for cattle, for 200 zoz. That's an exorbitant price, and so it must be that he means I want to buy the yoke and the cattle as well. However, the amount of money that he paid for it is not a raya what he wants. We understand that he's just trying to find a way to give a gift to the seller. So he says, let me buy your yoke for 200 zoz, which basically means I want your yoke and keep the rest of the money as a gift. And we paskin like the chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.